This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Once again, here we are gathered to do yet another Q&A with Layla, an opportunity for you to send your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's the way you get questions to us, and we'll answer them as expeditiously as possible. How are you doing, Layla?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman, how are you?
Very well. So here we find ourselves in the month of May, and incredible as it may seem, and there's some big transition news for listeners to Intelligent Medicine, as well as patients of the Hoffman Center. Hoffman Center is moving, and this month we will move to our new quarters located near the Time Warner building at Columbus Circle. That information will be sent out to all our patients. And there's also a move afoot for our Hoffman Center store, which we're, I think it's a tremendous upgrade.
Yes.
In the past, what we had was a physical dispensary, which literally was a room within the Hoffman Center, where busy worker bees would get phone calls and they would get emails, and then they'd scurry around the shelves and it's sort of like Santa's workshop, you know, and throw bottles into boxes, and you know, I would hear the tape ripping. You know, the sound of the tape ripping
It's part of the wallpaper of life in the office.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, they put together these boxes, and then the UPS guy would come with like overflowing with, you know, new orders, and then correspondingly go out with new boxes going to people all over the country. And so what we're doing is, you know, there's a new disruptive technology, in case you haven't noticed. It's called Amazon, right? And so everything you want these days, you literally don't have to leave your apartment. I mean, first of all, you don't have to go out to see a movie.
You
just sit here. That's what I did this weekend.
You don't have to go to the mall.
I saw some great movies. I saw La La Land this weekend, and I didn't even have to go out. But so what we're doing is we're now getting with the new technology. And we're going to a website that has a great product selection. We're actually curating the products that we want our listeners and our patients to get under various categories. So, for example, if you have an allergy, you can look at, you know, there may be 18 different products.
Right.
And then we'll provide some accompanying literature to explain, you know, how those products fit into
very apropos for allergy season.
Exactly.
A lot of people are sneezing.
Right. But, you know, many other conditions will have, you know, under neurological, under cognitive, under cardiovascular, under prostate, under, PMS, and, you know, many, many different aspects of health. And so people can then order products that way. I think it's going to be efficient. The website that will handle the orders for us is called FullScript. But basically, you'll see our website, but when you click on Shop at the Hoffman Center, you'll be directed to the website at FullScript, which has our custom-designed dispensary. So I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
We want to get the word out. The other thing that it affords us an opportunity to do is transfer the responsibility for sending stuff and for buying products to FullScript.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the advantage is that when we stocked products, I had to make a decision like, okay, I think this is a great new product, I really like it, but
Do we have space for it? You know, we already had...
That was always a consideration.
And also is, will the product move? You know, let's say
Because you have to buy them.
Let's say you find a product that's very great for people with multiple sclerosis, but for little else. Mm-hmm. So then I would obtain that product, hoping that I would see enough multiple sclerosis patients to make sense for ordering that. Let's say 300 milligram biotin, which is a very unusual kind of product. But very targeted. I wouldn't give that to anyone but someone with multiple sclerosis. Well, what if, you know, over the next few months, you know, I order a dozen, but there are only a couple of MS patients who are going to utilize that. You know, then it would not make sense. But FullScript has numerous practitioners utilizing it, and they also have 20,000 products available.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense.
Widens the dispensary.
Yeah, widens the dispensary.
So many fold.
Plus, they turn things around really quickly.
Yes.
They have really efficient fulfillment. I think there's a minimum on the orders because, you know, I guess if you just want to buy one vitamin, and you know, they'll charge you some shipping. But if you, you know, for any order of $50, it'll be free shipping.
And fabulous. And that's another advantage.
Yeah. So, and these days I think people are getting used to that. It's, you know, the way I order some of my food, the way that I order some of my clothes is via the internet. And it's quite efficient. I mean, it's a new technology. Like it or not, it's with us.
Yeah.
And I think we've got to adapt to it. So that's the new wrinkle.
I think
wrinkle.
It'd be very convenient for anybody who's been ordering from our dispensary.
And it'll also alter the experience of being in the office in an interesting way. Because I think I'm going to sit there with my iPad... and I'm considering getting iPads for the patients, too, to show them what I'm ordering for them so that they can see right there, and it'll be their own custom patient portal where they'll see the products that I've ordered for them. It'll be in the cloud, so to speak.
That's a great idea.
And then they...
Kind of like perched.
Right. But literally, I can bang out the orders and, you know, and see, you know, what, you know, and then they can see what... exactly what it is that I'm ordering for them. So that's, you know, in the works for this month. It's going to be a busy month.
Another beautiful feature at FullScript is that when you're ordering your product, whether you're a patient or somebody who buys products from drhoffman.com, you get to see at the bottom of the screen, you know, you may say, well, I need enough for 60 days. How many bottles do I need? It tells you exactly.
Oh, okay.
The dosing.
Good.
All of that, which is a beautiful thing because I've been asked by enough patients saying, well, how many bottles do I need because I'm going to go away on vacation or I'm going to Florida because I'm a snowbird for half the year or some other thing. Mm-hmm. What should I do? And it gives you all that via the dose.
And it does have the option, and I know some people don't like this, and I personally don't opt for this often. Sometimes, you know, on a product that I order from Thrive Market, for example, I'll order ghee, which is, you know, clarified
butter.
And every time I order some ghee, and so the algorithm finally says to me, hey, you know, you order it every month. Do you want to go on automatic order? And I still want to interpose my will and, you know, hopefully I won't forget. But if you're forgetful or if you want to do that, you can do that. You can put it on automatic. So anyway.
That's a nice feature.
Yeah. So that's what's in store. And we hope that, I mean, these podcasts are a pleasure to deliver, but, you know, part of what helps to grease the skids of commerce for our enterprise is that people use our expertise to select products of excellence. And that is something that we'll maintain through FullScript. And some of the products, of course, will actually be products that I personally have designed. But the vast majority are products that I have selected and that we curate on behalf of patients and listeners. So check it out.
Yeah.
That'll be when you click on the shop button starting this month.
Yes. Yes. Very exciting. And we're moving to new digs.
Yeah.
Yay.
Moving to new digs. And we'll be right next to a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
It's actually, I think that is the... Is that the first or the second Whole Foods in the city of New York? It may be the second.
It might be the second.
Yeah. But it's a big one in the Time Warner building. And I think one of the things we're contemplating is that when you work with patients, maybe you'll take them on personal tours of Whole Foods. And
this is how you shop.
This is how you shop. This is what, you know, here's introduce you to some products. So, and
And that'll be right in the neighborhood, which is so convenient. Right.
Great. All right, well, enough said. Announcements to follow. What questions do we have today?
Okay, we've got an email from Jake. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. Love your podcasts. Very informative. Is there anything to do with the running nose when it's cold or when it's windy outside, even though I don't have a cold? When I walk outside in cold temperatures or very windy days, I constantly have to blow my nose. I asked the ENT, and he said there's nothing to do about it. Allergies were ruled out. Can you offer a solution?
Well, this is a phenomenon called vasomotor rhinitis, which means that it's triggered by changes in temperature, or a close relative of that is what's called gustatory rhinitis, which is that sometimes people get congested when they eat, and they say, gee, what am I allergic to? But it seems like every time I eat, no matter what I eat, and it has to do with the physical properties of the food. If the food is hot or spicy, physically hot, or if it's, pungent, they'll have a runny nose. Similarly, some people have exercise-induced asthma, or they have cold air-induced asthma, and it's not that they're allergic to something that's in the air. So it's a physical response. But I read an article recently that suggests that a lot of nasal congestion is not due to allergy, it's due to air pollution, pure and simple. And so it's possible that in the winter, part of the problem is, certainly in New York, what happens is if you fly into New York during the winter, well, summer too, but especially in the winter, when it's one of those warm inversion days, you see a big layer of haze over the city.
Yeah.
It used to be worse when people had, more smoky furnaces and so on. But there's a lot of particulate matter in the air in the winter because people are heating their homes. And it's possible that that's a contributing factor. That's not just the cold air. But, what can you do? Well, in general, there's a couple of ways to deal with allergies. One is to remove the allergen. In this case, there is no allergen. And the other is to boost your response and make you less allergic in general. And so, I think I read an article with about 18 different ways that you can reduce your allergic response. Some of it is to change your diet. If you're allergic to wheat and dairy, you're going to be more likely to be affected by cold air. Some of it is, related to your essential fatty acid status. You can take, allergy-fighting nutrients. You may have histamine intolerance. What do you think?
Which is more and more common, apparently. Yeah, I always notice on a really, a winter cold freezing day, and you could have a little post-nasal drip, but just some drip, and you don't even feel it.
I mean, I when I come in, and it's been recently this way, until New York weather, it's like either too cold or it's already too warm. And until recently, I would come to the office, and I'd show up and say, hi, how are you doing? And then the girls at the front desk would look at me and it kind of and offer me a tissue. Because they don't want me to have a runny nose when I'm seeing my patients.
Sure.
Somebody's got
not a great impression.
Right. Somebody's got I need some help on that account. It's like, wipe your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Are you three? But that's not necessarily a pathological reaction to cold, because it's actually a defensive reaction to cold, because otherwise, if you had no mucus formation, your mucus membranes would dry and freeze.
Yes,
so in
and
a way,
I think that's why.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. It's like, okay, so,
Jake, carry a Kleenex.
Right.
Thank you for your question. All right. We have a question from Michael. I've been on a low-carb program for about 6 months. I've lost 10 pounds, feel lots of energy, I feel great. I have eczema. A patch has appeared on my forehead between my eyes.
Wow.
I'm in the process of detox, or is the eczema a byproduct? Love your show. My girlfriend and I listen as a meditation while waiting to sleep.
Right.
This is a problem,
eczema on the forehead between your eyes, that could actually be a problem with Homeland Security, going to airports and so on, because if you're being profiled as a religious Muslim, this is actually, we do see a discoloration or a patch of skin on people who pray in the Muslim fashion. I'm just, this is an aside. So, no, obviously this is just coincidental that it's occurring there. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this person's on a better diet, losing weight.
Yes, yes.
And yet the skin problem is worsening.
Yeah. I have a question for Michael. Maybe some of this is a little bit of a coincidence. I wonder if Michael changed his soap around the same time or some other thing.
Right.
Maybe something a little more obvious, shampoo, personal grooming product.
Well, you know.
But
yeah.
A very low-carb diet is also very detoxifying.
Right.
And that can show up on the skin.
Yes,
as something.
And you know, one of the nice things about the medicine we practice, you know, integrative medicine, is that there's a sort of an old maxim of integrative medicine is that if you're better, that's good, and if you're worse, that's good too, because you're detoxifying.
Right.
It's like, oh, that's isn't that wonderful? Your body is going through detoxification, the analogy is almost like, you know, deep psychotherapy in the Freudian sense is that as these traumas, these old toxins emerge during the process of deep psychotherapy. Mm-hmm. You know, you may have some turbulence as you purge these from your system.
Yeah.
And similarly, it's thought that people can go through what is called die-off, or they can go through a detoxification reaction, and they go through a little bit of some sort of little minor course adjustment on the way.
Now, I like that you mentioned die-off, because we often see that in our candida patients, and many of our candida patients also suffer from eczema. However, even on a regular detox, a cleanse that we might put a patient or a client on, sometimes the feedback we get, although I've only seen this in a minority of people, I got a rash.
Right.
I'll hear, I got a rash. Small rash, nothing to write home about or really complain
about. Yeah, I don't think there's scientific
about,
substantiation for this, is that the skin is a detoxification organ, you know, is that you detox through your breath, through your urine, through your stool, through your sweat, and perhaps, via, the skin route, certainly. I don't know. It may be just totally a coincidence. I mean, one thing to think about is that when you lose weight, your adipose cells are like storage depots for toxins. Mm-hmm. And what happens if you lose your adipose cells, the toxins recirculate into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
And, they may have to be processed, and they may create some havoc in the body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think, a basic understanding of that. There's no telling what this is about.
Yeah. The other thing, Michael, because he's been on this program for 6 months, I imagine any detox that might occur might be in the beginning. Could be something he's allergic to.
How much weight did he lose?
About 10 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Michael, thank you for your question. Go see your dermatologist.
Yeah,
Worst comes to worst.
Okay. I mean, what's good for, let's talk just briefly, what are good things for eczema, if indeed it's eczema? I like borage oil and fish oil, GLA and omega-3 fish oil.
I like vitamin C and zinc just to help clear.
Right, zinc has been shown to be helpful.
And, a lot of people will do a low-carb diet, but sugar sneaks in. If sugar is exacerbating anything, certainly eliminate it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be advisable. Usually on a low-carb diet. So, or sometimes on a low-carb diet, maybe people are overdoing. I remember Dr. Atkins would say, you're allowed 20 olives a day, or 25 or 28 olives a day. This is something very briny, pickly. And it could be that they're reacting or to the fermentation or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe people are using more vinegar because they're having more salad.
Okay.
That might be something. It might be another
yeasty. Well, that sounds like the
yeasty
kind of detective work that you do one-on-one with patients.
Yeah.
Because,
sometimes
I'll say, I am baffled as to why a patient is having such a problem.
Right.
And then you'll come running up the hall after the patient is done with you, and you'll say, did you know that this patient drinks 12 cans of soda every day, of diet soda every day?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it didn't occur to me, that maybe their chronic headaches are related to that,
Yeah, it's really interesting to me over the years working with you, Dr. Hoffman, of what a patient will reveal to you and then what a patient will reveal to me.
Right.
It's a very interesting and sometimes bizarre dynamic.
Dynamic,
but
it is.
But there it is, as long as it's revealing what needs to be revealed.
Right.
so we can help the patient.
Well, it's sort of like good cop, bad cop. You know, it's like a police interrogation.
Somebody said that to me recently. Oh, you did good cop, bad cop on me.
That's cool.
And I meant to, I was running down the hall to tell you about it, but you had gone to get lunch or something.
But here's the question. Who's the good cop?
I think... Oh.
And who's the bad cop?
I think... Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Well, it kind of depends,
because on the one hand, I'm kind of the authority figure maybe a little more, and maybe people are ashamed to divulge.
What you say is it.
But on the other hand, you...
Now I got to explain
But sometimes
why.
People are very emotional when it comes to food, and you are a little more like the food police. So it varies. It depends on the patient, I think, because some people may find you more threatening than me.
Oh, it's very interesting sometimes, too, the body language coming in and sitting down in my office.
Arms folded.
Immediately as they sit down.
Yep.
Arms folded.
Yep.
Leg is, you know, they're kind of, they want to flee. They don't want to be here. You sent them to me, thankfully, but, you know, that's what it is.
It's like, go in the corner and put the dunce cap on and go see the nutritionist.
Right. but it's
an important part of the care.
It is. It absolutely is. Okay.
I want to share with you that, you know, I feel smarter today. You know, I feel like more on the ball answering the questions because a patient was kind enough to give me something called golden paste. Golden paste, which apparently popular in India. It's organic turmeric powder with some coconut oil and black pepper. And it looks like orange paste. It really is like a concentrated paste. And so what I did is I've been sitting in my refrigerator for a while. I haven't know what to do with it. So I had some leftover coconut milk, like half a can of coconut milk from last night's dessert, which I poured half the can on my strawberries last night. I heated up the coconut milk, and I took and I got a teaspoon of the paste, and it turned it into golden milk, the coconut milk. And I drank it. It was actually pretty pleasant tasting. I mean, you know, turmeric is, you know... It's a strong taste.
Yeah.
But the coconut milk kind of cut the bitterness of it. Mm-hmm. And, I figure if I drink like a glass of that every day for the next 35 years, like no way am I going to have dementia or Alzheimer's disease, right?
Oh, my gosh. Your hippocampus will just get bigger.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what to... I may not want to be that aware and smart.
Right,
you know, it's like...
Wonderful. Turmeric is wonderful.
So this is a good point at which to pause. We generally divide these podcasts into two segments. So give us a preview of what we'll be talking about in part two.
Can an elderly person get a stroke because of low blood pressure?
Such a good question. We'll tackle that question in part two of today's Q&A with Layla. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.